Territory government will today announce it's going to invest millions of dollars into youth diversion programs. It's in response to the scandal over the abuse at the Dondale Youth Detention Centre and community anger over crime. But the government has a huge task ahead in selling the message to a sceptical public that such programs work. Our reporter Jane Barden spoke with two young people who've turned their lives around.
19-year-old Aaron Young is in the Army Reserves and preparing to join the infantry. Just 4 years ago, petty crime almost put him into youth detention.
Not doing the right things, drinking, running around, just fighting everyone.
A relative referred him to the Ballinu Youth Diversion Programme, deep in the Top End bush.
It made me realise that alcohol isn't everything and nor is violence.
On a series of stays, he did Indigenous cultural activities, substance abuse education, and received counselling to help him recover from witnessing domestic violence.
We've done a lot of healing out there. And that's one of the main things that helped me is the healing.
Ballinu's founder and programme coordinator is David Cole.
I saw him change from a young boy who just didn't understand a lot about life to a young man who started to have a lot more respect for himself, for his family, and start to think about where he was heading in life.
At age 13, Maria, not her real name, went to Ballinu traumatised from being in care since the age of five. Her words are read by an actor to protect her identity.
When I was 11, I started smoking and drinking and sniffing glue. When I hit 13, I was in and out of Dondale. I was breaking into places, mainly property damage.
She says Ballinu helped her tackle her problems and stop committing crime.
I stopped drinking. I cut down on my smoking, and it just made me see things a lot clearer.
It scares Maria to think what might have happened if she hadn't got help.
I'd probably still be getting locked up. I'd probably still be drinking, and I probably would have killed myself.
Ballinu, like several other diversion programmes, was defunded by the former NT administration in 2012. David Cole hopes it will be funded again as a result of the Dondale scandal, but he hasn't heard anything yet.
We want the community safe and we want kids held accountable for their actions and whatnot. But the fact that our program has been proven to keep kids away from getting in trouble, it's a shame that the government hasn't come to us.
All over the news, there's young people stealing cars and everything. Yeah, I'm pretty sure if they've been to the Ballinu camp a few times, yeah, they would change that and it'd be a much better place.
Former Ballinu Youth Diversion Program participant Aaron Young talking to Jane Barden.